Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. Welcome to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and planet. I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And I'm Karel Vega.
And today we're continuing with part two of our recipe exchange. Last week, my family made Karel's mother's recipe for pozole. And Karel, first, why are we doing this?
Well, Cheryl, essentially we wanted to show people that it's really easy to get used to the recipes you know, but by taking some samples from other cultures, you open a world of possibilities. And you gave me a recipe inspired by your Jewish heritage called kugel. Why don't you tell us about it?
Kugel is a traditional Jewish dessert or side dish. The word is Yiddish for sphere or ball, but sometimes people translate it to mean a pudding or a casserole. It's made from bread and flour, and the first ones were plain or salty rather than sweet. About 800 years ago, their flavor and popularity improved when cooks in Germany replaced bread with noodles or falafel and eventually incorporated eggs. Today, they've added cottage cheese and milk, and it has this delicious custard-like consistency, which is very common. So admittedly, I didn't give you the healthiest recipe, but I gave you a very tasty recipe.
All right, well, I did record myself cooking just like you did, or I should say baking. I don't know what you would consider, you know, the process of creating kugel, but here we go. This is how I did. All right, so I'm here in my kitchen now. I'm looking at the ingredients. The recipe for this kugel comes courtesy of smittenkitchen.com, the website. The link to that recipe will be posted on the WKAR website. I have the ingredients in front of my face now. It calls for 1 pound of wide egg noodles, 8 eggs, 2 cups of sugar, 2 pounds of full-fat cottage cheese, creamed or large curd, 2 sticks of melted unsalted butter or margarine, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla and a dash of salt.
All right, let's stop here just for a second to say you're hearing about all of these fats and a lot of salt, and obviously it's not, as I said earlier, the healthiest recipe. And if I'm going to be honest, most Jewish food isn't my favorite kind of cuisine. But for me, it's about feeling connected to my past, to my grandmother and my great-grandmother who sacrificed so much and lost so much in their effort to be a part of America and come to this country and survive. And in that way, when I'm eating the food that probably they had and we've had in our family for generations, it gives me that sense of connection. But I digress. Let's check back in and see how Karel did.
So step one of the process in making kugel: in a very large bowl, beat eggs. Here we go. Beat the eggs until fluffy. Doesn't seem too hard. I have a fork here. I'm going to do it old school style and just beat it with this big old fork. Let's do it. Doing this slightly out of order, but it doesn't really matter which way you do it. Next step in the process for me is boiling the egg noodles. First step in the process, filling up the pot. All right, water is boiling. It is time to add the egg noodles. Sounds about right. Maybe a little more. There's the oven.
I'm going to jump in here for a second to ask you, Karel, at this point, are you feeling confident about the recipe?
Of course I'm feeling confident. This is the easiest recipe I've ever seen. Although I must say, the cottage cheese aspect of it did throw me off a little bit. Also the noodles. I've never seen a dessert dish with noodles, and that did make me a little unsure, especially after I peeked into the oven about halfway through and I noticed that it was, you know, starting to char up. Starting to brown quite quickly. That made me a little scared.
Brown is a better description. I definitely don't think you should be charring kugel. Now, how does your kitchen smell at this point?
It smells sweet, like vanilla.
Like dessert?
I love it. All right, 1.5 hours later, we are ready to pull the kugel out of the oven. Let's see how we did. All right, and we have served ourselves a small piece of kugel to try out. The taste test begins. Here we go. I'm going to start with the crust. Extremely crunchy. I don't know if it's supposed to be like that. The inside looks a little more appetizing to me personally. So let's give that a shot. Oh, wow. Surprisingly good. It is really good. I'm finding this very tasty, mild, subtle. It's very subtle, very eggy, and I like that about it. Unfortunately, Cheryl, you weren't available to give my kugel a try the next day, but luckily I had some eager volunteers around the WKAR studios.
The texture is something that I can't really get my head around. Because I got a bit of the edge, so I got a bit of the crispiness that's in that noodle. And, God, it's got to be disgusting to hear me chewing and cottage cheesing around my mouth right now.
That's really sweet. It is, like, the consistency of mac and cheese, but it's sweet. I really like it.
I'd say it's sweeter than I had thought it would be. Not dessert sweet, not overpoweringly sweet, but it's got a sweet quality that I kind of like.
So there's my attempt at making kugel. Cheryl, do you have any final thoughts on this little experiment of ours?
Well, by trading recipes, it gave us a chance to experience something new, and that's always good. You've been listening to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and planet. I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And I'm Karel Vega.
And this is WKAR.